Make blocking traffic a federal crime. Ooh, hey now, what about that? Got all these protesters, and they always go to the big highways, right? And recently, they went to the roadways leading up to the airports, federal airports. So, let's make blocking traffic a federal crime. I like the idea of that. Do you? If you do, let's get into it. Here we go. What we've had happen is last Monday, we had protests all over, didn't we? That was at April 15th. Yeah, we had protests all over. Show you one from Seattle. I think Seattle had some of the craziest protests because we've got the craziest protesters here. We've got professional protesters here. All right. This is a really good story from Jeremy Harris here. Let's get this one going. He's following up on the arrests. 46 protesters charged for shutting down road to SeaTac Airport. Now, SeaTac Airport, a lot of airports have frontage roads, so you could get off the main road, get onto a frontage road, and make your way back door to the airport. Not Seattle. We've got just one freeway system. And you can't get on and off of it. You have to go through the airport and work your way back around. So the protesters know that if you protest, you know, mile or two out from the airport, because I don't know, is it 4 or 5 miles of roadway into the airport? It's something like that. Maybe it's 3 miles. Not sure. But they're very effective. Let's look at some of what that looked like.
Well, it is now, but it was really quite the sight as this entire departure lane was totally empty because of the protesters who blocked the access road. Today, we made an effort to speak to those involved, and we got to look at the criminal charges that some of those protesters now face.
They came to get the cars, and we came to get answers.
This inconvenienced thousands of people. They'd like some answers about why you guys blocked the road.
And while the people who were picking up these cars used in the airport shutdown protest wouldn't talk to us, the protesters who were arrested and charged for Monday's demonstration will have to answer in
Keep this image in your head. We're going to talk about this individual right here, all right?
Court.
The two charges that they'll be failing is disorderly conduct and failure to disperse.
Today, City of SeaTac prosecutors filed misdemeanor charges against 46 people for Monday's protest.
Based on the information provided by Port Police, they were able to file these charges and have them all ready for today.
Airport officials tell us this three-hour protest disrupted two dozen flights, including two international trips where flight crews were stuck in the traffic backup.
There's a bunch of them that...
All right. So this is another image I want you to remember here. You've got five people, and they should have put this person right there. Because this one here, that's like three bills, right? That's 300 pounds. And that's a big individual. Cops are going to have a really hard time dragging that person, like what we're going to see down the road here in a little bit. And it looks like they've got painters' outfits on, and they threw some blood on themselves because it's all dramatic. And then what we've got going on here is the sleeping dragon. I have podcasted an entire podcast on what a sleeping dragon is, but what they do is that they basically handcuff themselves to each other, and then they put some type of pipe over the top of that, and then they'll wrap that pipe, and there's a number of different ways you can do it, but that's what you're seeing here, because it's really difficult to take five people, you know, and get them off of the roadway or wherever they are. Or sometimes they'll, you know, hook themselves to a building, all kinds of ridiculousness. But this is what our activists look like here.
That have been arrested already. And we basically had to get out and walk.
The protest was part of a coordinated day of action by pro-Palestine groups nationwide that disrupted airports and bridges in major cities.
My daughter is on the phone with us trying to figure out how to get to us. She has no clue, so yeah, we're all lost.
The protest led some travelers to get out of the car and walk to the terminal, including this guy who hobbled the quarter mile or so on his crutches not miss a flight.
Can you imagine? You got like a sprained ankle or something, and this guy's flying out. He's like, oh my gosh, I am barely able to walk. I just limp along, and I got to catch a flight. and there's protesters on the freeway? Ugh, horrible.
The protesters linked arms in a device known as a sleeping dragon. Police escorted them to the side of the road where the device was undone.
Look at this numbnut.
And the airport reopened.
Can't see.
Now, we're told from SeaTac court officials that all 46 should have a hearing sometime in the next 3 weeks to begin the process of facing those charges in court. Today, Governor Inslee sent out a statement. He said he felt like law enforcement handled this situation appropriately, and he said that protests that block infrastructure like the airport are unacceptable. Reporting live from SeaTac Airport, Jeremy Harris, Como News.
Those people, they're not going to do any jail time. You got Seattle. This is Seattle, right? This is Seattle. That's just nothing bad is going to happen. Here's what that looked like. This is when it first started. I mean, just shocking that this is going on. All right. And then we got the bike police roll up. They got a million bikes. And here you've got, I think this white vehicle gets towed off towards the end. And you've got the big van, and you got this, and then you got the people down in here that are in the sleeping dragon. I mean, and then all of a sudden you've got people that are getting out of their cars and going, F it, we're going to walk. Because this location here, you are still probably, I am guessing, are you 3/4 of a mile out from the departures? Probably something like that. Is it half a mile, 3/4 of a mile? Is it maybe a mile? It's a haul. It is not just around the corner. It's the whole thing is just, but this happened all across the United States. It was just an absolute debacle. Here you can see there's no cars and there's all these people. I mean, these people are like, what is going on here? This is absolutely ridiculous. It's so bad. It is so bad. Let's see what else we've got. All right. Here, this is what Florida does. This is from Florida's Voice. We drag these people, pro-Palestine protesters, manually removed from Miami streets by police. So Miami is going down the roadway of, hey, this is how we take care of it. Okay, that's fine. But let's watch a little video here, and we're going to break it down just a little bit. We're going to break down how Florida has, their protesters are just inferior. Okay. All right. So tip number one, you don't have any big human beings here. You can see these cops can just pick up these protesters. They're not, none of them are big. You saw that one that we saw. You get one person in your, you know, your sleeping dragon line, you're not going anywhere because it's too hard to pick that individual up. You get 4 or 5 cops around him, and then you got the other cops and the other 4 people. Tricky. But with these, they only hook themselves up in like 2s or 3s. You do 5 is far more effective, right? So Seattle protesters, different level. Portland, I don't think this happened in Portland. Probably all the Portland protesters are up in Seattle because they usually congregate. Just nuts, right? Those are small humans, not big. It's only 3 of them on that one. All right. See how they're just dragging? And those are 2. There's only 2 right there on this one. So that's pretty easy. And another, I think, 2 on this one. And again, small human beings, smaller. So Seattle's protesters are just, it's a different drill. I mean, the whole concept here is, it's so wacky. It's so nutty. But that's what you got going on. Let's read this article from Washington Examiner. It's pretty interesting. Across the country Monday, thousands of United States citizens were detained against their will by criminal protesters. In Seattle and Chicago, travelers were blocked from entering the airport. In New York City, the Brooklyn Bridge was shut down. In Philadelphia, all of city center came to a standstill. In San Francisco, commuters on the Golden Gate Bridge were trapped in their car for 5 hours. While across the bay in Oakland, traffic in both directions on I-880 was blocked for 6. This should be a federal offense. Give them 5 years, mandatory. Let's cut this nonsense down. You want to peacefully protest on the side of the street, do your flag thing, all that ridiculousness? That's fine. You impede traffic? No, especially on a federal roadway, 5 years minimum. Let's go. Here we go. Just no trial, no nothing, just an automatic 5. Let them cool their jets, right? Let them cool their jets and think about how impeding people's lives like this car for 5 hours. That's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. None of these protests were legal. They didn't have permits? I am shocked. What? None of these protests were legal. While all citizens have a First Amendment right to express their opinions, they do not have any right whatsoever to impede the free movement of others. No. I mean, it's borderline kidnapping, isn't it? You're containing somebody in an area where they don't want to be. Yeah. Interesting. Huh. All right. What's the federal charge for kidnapping? I don't know. But it can't be a short period, right? The Supreme Court has always held that the government may impose content-neutral restrictions on the time, place, and manner of free expression as long as the government can also show that there is a substantial government interest in the imposed restrictions. Getting people to the airport, that's important. And when you can't do that, people tend to get pissed. Ensuring their safe use of roads and bridges is absolutely a substantial government interest, which is why at every illegal protest mentioned above, dozens of protesters were arrested. Blocking traffic is already a crime in most local jurisdictions. But let's give it a little bit more and let's take it away from being a local charge and let's make it a federal charge. Yeah, interesting. Okay, I like it. I like it. Because, you know, Summer of Love, we had how many protests on Interstate 5 in Seattle? Interstate 5 in Portland? I mean, it's absolutely mind-numbing that we allow this. And it isn't just absolutely shut down right off the bat and just do whatever it takes. Instead, we got to go through all this ridiculous protocol. If you're going to hook yourself up in a sleeping dragon, then it's kind of, your wrist gets broken. Sorry. That's a personal choice you made. Your arm gets broken. Your shoulder gets dislocated. Hey, sorry, but you were breaking the law. And, you know, we've got people trying to get to the airport. One of the videos I saw, it was a pilot with his hat on and, you know, he had his white shirt and his tie and he's dragging his luggage. I'm sure he's just like, you're never going to believe what happened in Seattle today. Try me, right? Try me. You know, they had a protest. They had to get out and walk 2 miles. That one news reporter was literally like, we had to walk 2 miles to get to the scene because that's how far traffic got backed up. And it took hours to clear. I think it started at 7:30 and they had it cleared by 12:30. I think that's what Jeremy's report said. Unfortunately, it does not appear many of these jurisdictions are taking their duty to protect other people's right to travel seriously. Kinda, right? Except for those protesters who were found with weapons, almost all the protesters arrested Monday were charged with misdemeanors and released from jail on the same day. Hence, federal charges. Considering how many of these jurisdictions have also far-left district attorneys who are inclined to sympathize with the protesters' politics, most of these criminals will not be prosecuted. You're not going to be prosecuted in Seattle. And if you are, what are you going to get? You're going to get 6 months of probation? Tisk, tisk, tisk. Don't put yourself in a, sleeping dragon in the next 6 months. That's why this is not the first time we have seen roads around the nation shut down by far-left protesters. They know they will not be punished for their crimes. Absolutely. 100%. You can play grab ass on the freeway in Seattle, and what'll happen? Yeah. As far as charges go, not much. Because the judges are like, oh, hey, you're protesting? You're pro-Palestinian? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, well, yeah, probation for you. State and local governments are mostly free to maintain law and order as they see fit. Well, that changes when federal money is used to build and maintain highways or involves critical interstate transportation infrastructure, such as an Interstate 5 or such as airports and bridges. Golden Gate Bridge being a good example. Hey, it's a federal violation. Mandatory? 5. Go. Congress has every right to identify when localities are failing to maintain safe and free passage through federally funded infrastructure and then step in and restore order. It's like Trump saying, hey, we're going to send the feds into Portland, because these same knuckleheads that are doing this, this is Antifa. You know, it's that broad, these are Antifa people. This is Antifa. That is who is doing that. You know, guaranteed. They are professional agitators and protesters, and that's what they do. And they have good funding. Yeah. Congress should make the obstruction of traffic on all federally funded roads and all roads necessary for the use of interstate travel a federal felony. Couldn't agree more. Why not? Because if you're not blocking the roadways, you've got nothing to worry about, right? It's like, yeah. Then if George Soros-funded district attorneys in Oakland or Manhattan refuse to do what is necessary, or Portland, refuse to do what is necessary to keep the roads open, federal law enforcement and the Department of Justice can assert jurisdiction to properly keep the peace. And that's what Trump was talking about doing the Summer of Love in Portland. Everybody got all worked up. Oh, he's sending the feds in? How come? And they're mostly peaceful. It's night 125 of violent riots and trying to light the federal building on fire and breaking into the Apple store and just destroying statues, destroying public restrooms. I mean, nothing says peaceful than absolutely trying to light a federal building on fire. It's still mostly peaceful though, right? Ideally, local governments would have the political will to shut down illegal street protests before they impede the rights of other citizens to travel as they please. This can and did happen in Miami, where protesters attempting to shut down the port of Miami were met by police on horseback and in riot gear. Backed up by state troopers and armored vehicles, the protesters were quickly and effectively arrested before traffic could be disrupted. I believe, in my opinion, is that because the protesters in Miami, they don't have the years and years and years of going through repetitions of how this is done. They just don't. They haven't done it. Maybe all those protesters are down at Stop Cop City in Atlanta. Who knows, right? But the protests in Miami, they looked like amateur hour compared to our, you know, paint suited up knuckleheads here in Seattle. Because, you know, that was an effective, you know, you put five people on a sleeping dragon, that's going to take a while to get out. And then they also brought vehicles. Miami, I don't believe any vehicles had been positioned in the streets. So, you know, Miami got ahead of it. They were able to jump on top of that. The difference between chaos and order is a choice. Congress should choose order. Congress should make blocking traffic a felony nationwide. 100% agreed. 100% agreed. But you know why they won't? Because you got a bunch of people in the squad. One member here from some of our politicians here in Washington State, you're just like, if you had the delete button for those people, it would make, you know, things would be better. You've got the squad in Congress and they're like, oh no, we're pro-Palestinian. We're pro-Palestinian. So yeah, I haven't covered much of the pro-Palestinian stuff lately. You know, the whole Iran sending in or attempting to send in a bunch of drones. You know, I haven't covered that because I, quite frankly and quite honestly, I don't want to give any more coverage to that kind of ridiculousness than they're already getting, right? This whole, you know, from the river to the sea thing is just like, okay, so you want to get rid of Israel in its entirety. Huh. But you're upset with Israel for, you know, going after a extremely violent Hamas that just did an invasion. You're upset about the whole thing is just whacked. But that's what's going on in Seattle. I did cover a couple of the pro-Palestine rallies at the beginning so that I could, you know, have an idea. All right, what's going on? And it looked a lot like the Black Lives Matter rallies of 2020, with the exception, most of those rallies, the pro-Palestinian ones, they have not gone down the crazy train road of lighting entire cities on fire and doing all that stuff. They haven't done that for the vast majority. We haven't seen that. But I don't want to give any more coverage to those events We've had them almost every weekend here in Seattle. I don't know how many we've had, but it's just dozens and dozens. I don't even talk about it because I don't want to give any more, you know, coverage, because that's what they're looking for to this issue, which is they want an immediate ceasefire. Why? Israel's doing work and they are bombing the F out of Hamas. Or so we're told. Who knows, right? Who knows? But yeah, whole situation with people here in the United States. What I find really entertaining is that so many people within the Antifa community, with the mostly peaceful protesting community, oftentimes, you know, LGBTQ and, you know, that whole community wouldn't do very well in Gaza. And here they are holding up their stop, you know, immediate ceasefire now. They're doing all that ridiculousness. And I'm like, how about you go to Gaza and do that sign there and tell everybody, you know, who you affiliate with, see how that works out. Yeah. Not well. I'm told that would not work out well. So you've got this whole contradiction of you're supporting who and what would they do to you over there? Yeah. Interesting, right? Wouldn't turn out well. Would not turn out well, but they can virtue signal here in the United States. They can shut down freeways. And what do? Yeah, we're gonna have to get out our special squad. We don't want to break somebody's poor little wrist. You know, they're all bundled up and they're, you know, big. What is that? 6-inch PVC pipe. And they got it duct taped and they're wearing their costumes. One of the pictures was the gal. I don't know if it's a gal or a guy or whatever. It looked like a girl, but you can't tell in Seattle. You don't really know what somebody is or what they want to identify as. She was lying next to the bigger individual, the one that's probably over 300. And there was just big smile on their face. Ah, we're just having a great time blocking traffic. You know, everybody's trying to get to the airport. Throw them in jail. Lock them up, give them some time to sort things out, think about it. But that's not going to happen because community like Seattle, community like Chicago, community like San Francisco, you know, Portland, LA, any of these places, Oakland, Manhattan, they're not going to incarcerate anybody for expressing their First Amendment rights. Yeah, but they stopped traffic on a federal roadway. Therefore, make it a federal offense and throw them in federal prison. That's what I say we should do. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. If you haven't already, love to have you subscribe. Hit the like button if you enjoy this content. Share with friends and family. That's the greatest way to get this channel out to the public. Again, thanks for being here, and I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.